Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
His name gives us our identity and authorization. There's some folks in this room tossing the name of Jesus around that you haven't been authorized to do so. You haven't been identified with Christ. Paul said previous to this, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ who lives inside of me. I'm identifying with Jesus because I lost my identity when I came to the cross. So if the enemy is fighting with you and you use your name, you will lose every time. But if you've identified with him by dying at the cross of Jesus Christ and then rising again in resurrection power, you now have been given the authority and authorization to be able to use his name, and it will affect. As a Christian, you are identified with Christ because you place your faith in Jesus' finished work at the cross. That's the reason why that previous verse is so important. Because people want to quote that there's a name that's above every other name, and when they get in trouble, they just start throwing that name out. But the devil says, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you using my name unauthorized? When I identify with Jesus Christ, he gives me the power and the authority to use his name. You can't use his name until you've been identified with his name. Isn't it amazing? I don't care if you've got a membership card at Pace Assembly, it will not get you a cup of coffee. Isn't it amazing that the number one struggle that's going on in our world and in legislation right now is voter ID? Please submit your card and signature to make sure we know you are who you say you are. And you live where you say you live. Before you cast a ballot, because if it is unauthorized, it is illegal. And yet people are struggling over that. The last time I walked through the line to get on a plane, I was checked no less than 3 times with my photo ID to make sure I was who I said I was. And then ask a few questions. I want you to know by the time that I got on the plane, I have been thoroughly authorized to get on this plane. Furthermore, my name had already been assigned to one particular seat. So if they came looking for me and they needed to find out where are you, they could come specifically to that seat, I'm preaching right now, and say, are you so-and-so, and you have been authorized to fly on this plane. There's only a select group of people that are going to be able to get on this plane, those that have paid their ticket and have come through the line and have been authorized by someone other than themselves. And so you are allowed to stay on this plane. I've never been kicked off of a plane because they came down and said you're not who you say you are, because there is only one of me. I tell you that because God knew that 2 Joey Rogerses would mess the entire world up. But because my ticket was punched, And someone else said, you are who you say you are. You're allowed to get on the plane and go from point A to point B. I want you to understand that the name that I'm speaking of here, the Bible says, is the only name whereby you can be saved. You can cry out to Buddha. You can say, oh, I need this one and that one. But all other names come up underneath the supreme exalted authority. And if you haven't got your ticket punched, you can't get on the plane. But I want to know, is there anybody in here who has let the name of Jesus become your identity and authority? Somebody shout Jesus in here. If you've ever had your identity stolen before, you know how desperate and problem-filled that is. Somebody using my card. They called one day here to the church, and some guy was buying 6 suits in Ireland on our credit card. I said, I'd like the suits, but I don't know who that guy is. That hasn't happened just one time. It's happened multiple. And there's people in my family that have lost their identity because somebody came in and stole the number. But I can tell you, as sure as there will be a mark of the beast upon those that reject Jesus Christ, there's a mark that's on the life and on the forehead of every person that names the name of Jesus in this room right now. It's an invisible blood mark that only the Father can see. Because he said, if you're going to come to me, you're going to have to go by way of Jesus. You can't go by Buddha. You can't go by your church. I don't care if you're Baptist, Presbyterian, Assembly of God. You better have knelt at the name of Jesus, because the only way you get into the Father is by the Son. I identify with him. He's my Lord and my Savior. I know you want to just pick him up on Sunday and wear him on Wednesday, but I got news for you. I need him on Monday. I need him on Saturday. And I know him and he knows me. And when I holler out his name, he's coming on the run. That's my child. Even before, my God, somebody wave your hand in the heavens. I believe that there's an anointing that's flowing down from heaven right now. Before the car came across the 6 lanes to strike me and send me into the tree, the name of Jesus had already identified the attack of the enemy and stopped it from happening. I know some of you think that you have to be the initiator, but I got news for you. When you identify with Jesus Christ, he'll step between you and the devil and say, you're not going to fight Joey Rogers. You're going to come to me, and I've already whipped you 2,000 years ago. I identify with him. And if I identify with him, then I have to suffer with him. Hello, somebody. What do you mean? I'm not into suffering. Oh, this past week, ISIS comes back to put a gun in the back of a Coptic Christian's head and kills him and puts it out on display. Isn't it amazing that YouTube and everybody else wants to allow that garbage to stay out there but silences those who would name the name of Jesus? Across this world, there are people that are dying even as I speak. In Indonesia today, in the continent of Africa, they're dying for the cause of Christ. Not whether or not they have a padded seat or air conditioning to sit in, but because and simply because they name the name of Jesus. You want to start something? Go to your football game and have the whole place stand up and proclaim Jesus. Oh, I know. We far now settled that with the ACLU, and we're up underneath here in Santa Rosa County, a consent decree And what was that all about? Because the principal of Pace High School and the athletic director said a prayer in the middle of a group of people that were there at that school, and somebody overheard the name of Jesus, and the next thing you know, you got a lawsuit. If you think that was something, look at what's happening now and look at what's going to happen in the future. The authorization to speak the name of Jesus is not something lightly that you should wear and only speak his name on Sunday or when you get in a crisis. I want to let you know, whenever you open your mouth and you get ready to utter the name of Jesus, there are angels standing on guard saying, I'm ready, at the very mention of his name. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, 22 says, he has identified us as his own by placing the Holy Spirit inside of our hearts. Acts 4:12 said, and there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. God has given him a name, and it's in him that we have redemption, victory, and hope. Romans 10:13 says, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. 1 Corinthians 6:11 says, and such were some of you, but ye are washed, ye are sanctified. You are justified. How? In the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of God. Do you understand that Jesus is not just somebody you wear on Sunday? He is your sanctifier. He is your identifier. And when you walk into the restaurant, whether you got on a mask or an entire hazmat suit, there is camped around about those that love him, the angels of heaven. I came to tell you, use his name while you got the authority and identification. My uncle laid in that bed dying of polio, and my grandmother and grandfather had prayed and prayed and prayed, and something, it seemed like that nothing was happening. All of a sudden, the man of God preacher walked into the room. When he walked in the room, he told my grandparents, get ready to take your boy home. He walked in, prayed a simple prayer, and concluded that prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn around and walk out the door. I want you to know something. If Jesus can't do it, it can't be done. Ain't no sense in you screaming and hollering and spitting and all of that. I don't see Jesus wrestling with no devil. He just commanded the devil to come out because there was authorization and authority in his name. The Bible tells us very clearly that we've been authorized and given authority, the right to use the name of Jesus. That means that we have freedom from the consequences of sin and the sting of death. Pastor, they're going to die. Do they know Jesus? I heard a preacher say this morning, the last dying words I want to say is scream the name of Jesus. Somebody going to help me preach here this morning. Shout the name of Jesus. You know why? Because he has authority over death. Death does not recognize the name of Pace Assembly. You better not use my name to get you out of trouble. Obviously, I couldn't use his name to get me out of a ticket, but I can tell you this. That when the time comes for you to close your eyes and pass over the Jordan River in the sky, and the angels begin to escort you, all they're going to ask is, what have you done with my son? And you say, I know Jesus. You know what? Jesus is going to tell death, get back. He's coming in clouds of glory. Somebody shout the name of Jesus.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you and help you in your walk with the Lord. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, paceassembly.org, and we'll be glad to get you the information, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and we'll be glad to correspond with you. We want to thank you for joining us each day at this same time, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.